The IU Opera Theater's production of Giulio Cesare, George Frederick Handel's setting of the Caesar and Cleopatra story, really fits with Arts Week's theme of politics and the arts. There's international politics as Rome's Caesar extends his sway over Egypt with the victory over Pompey. There's court and family politics as Queen Cleopatra and her brother King Ptolemaeus seek Caesar's support. There's more than a bit of sexual politics as the wily Cleopatra woos Caesar. Saturday night's Caesar was countertenor Andrew Rader. Rader combined a lovely sound, breath control that allowed phrases to go on to very impressive lengths, and most of the time a feel for the heft of Caesar and yet his romantic vulnerability. As yet, the voice isn't big enough to fill the Musical Arts Center, but it was lovely. His duet with the very graceful onstage violinist Romuald Grimbert-Barr was one of the high points of the evening. Soprano Jacqueline Brachin glittered as the haughty, scheming, and powerful Cleopatra. Her singing was ever secure, and her acting, as it ranged from the powerful to the vulnerable, nicely gauged. The IU production brings out the brother-sister rivalry that Cleopatra has with Ptolemaeo to both chilling and humorous lengths. Ptolemaeo was played with gleeful, evil relish by countertenor Dominic Lim. Lim's voice is light for the part, but his over-the-top acting and dancing were a hit. Julie Pifanis sang the part of the sorrowful Cornelia, the wife of the slain Pompey. She was ever sympathetic, and her duet work with son Sesto and Souter was very affecting. In this production, the part of Sesto is given a bit more heft, complete with a nicely done bit of offstage mayhem. Bass baritone Cody Medina, as the Egyptian general Aquila, had the only lead part sung by a man in the male register. He has a big voice that's still finding some of its subtleties. Lydia Dowling was ever on the mark as Nerino, Cleopatra's confidant, and Antonio Santos had just the right note of confident authority as Caesar's tribune. Throughout Giulio Cesare, conductor Gary Thor-Wedo moved the production along with an easy authority. I especially enjoyed the great variety of accompaniment. Sometimes the full chamber orchestra played. Sometimes accompaniment was reduced to the barest essentials with a continuo group of harpsichordist Yonit Kosovska, theorbo, archlute and baroque guitarist Adam Wade, and cellist Alan Okubo. There were many different combinations in between. Guest stage director Tom Diamond's done a fine job in both offering the singers plenty of space in which to sing and then enough business during the interludes to keep the drama in focus. There's also plenty of action in this Giulio Cesare, some very clever staging of the conflict between Caesar and the scheming Ptolemaeo, and some just gorgeous scenes. The sets come from an earlier production, but Diamond's use of them and the lighting by Michael Schwant makes them all very much a new experience. There are only two chorus numbers in Giulio Cesare. One opens the drama with a welcome to the conquering Caesar of Egypt. The other celebrates his second victory and the crowning of Cleopatra to reign. The original plan for the production by director Tom Diamond was to eliminate the choruses and to import bodybuilders to play the non-singing roles. This didn't work out, and the corps of the black-clad Romans and the bare-chested Egyptians, along with Cleopatra's diaphanously clad handmaidens, came from IU faculty member Tim Noble's studio. With the singers in place, conductor Gary Thor-Wedo opted to add a very welcome final chorus that nicely fills out the emotional arc of the drama. IU's production of Handel's Giulio Cesare continues with final performances Friday and Saturday, March 6th and 7th. At the Opera for you, I'm George Walker.